Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 5th, Tuesday, 2020, day 126. Today's topic, does online worship work? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Father. Today's four passages are Psalm 66 verses 1 to 4, Judges chapter 21 verses 1 to 25, Ruth chapter 1 verses 1 to 22, John chapter 4 verses 4 to 42, Proverbs 14 verse 25. Today's main passage, John chapter 4 verses 19 to 26. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and His worshippers must worship in the Spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. And Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, does online worship work? I think most of our churches on earth now are having online worship. So no matter how big or small your church is, how glorious or beautiful your church is, the place of worship is not what we can choose now. Maybe what you can choose is which church you are going to have online worship. Now, back to today's question, does online worship work? John chapter 4 is dealing with the same question that the Samaritan woman asked Jesus. You Jews claim the place we must worship is Jerusalem. So does we as Samaritans worship at Mount Gerizim work? Jesus told the woman that it is not the place of worship, but we must worship God in the Spirit and in truth. It means that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can be in the presence of God. And we need to truly open our hearts and souls to worship God. If not, we are only doing a religious activity. If we really have the presence of God and truly open our hearts and souls, then we will listen to what Jesus, we can be able. Now, we can be able to listen to what Jesus is speaking to us, and we can be able to receive the living water from Jesus. We will truly be satisfied. If you have that kind of worship, then your online worship works, of course. But joining the online worship of your own church should be the best, because your church is your spiritual home that Jesus gives you. What is better than to worship God with your own family members? Of course, if we can go back to our church to worship, it's even better. But we have no choice now. So let's worship God joyfully through our online worship. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to have your presence and that we can open our hearts and souls to worship you even through online worship, so that we can listen to your speaking to us and receive the living water from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you be able to listen to Jesus speaking to you and receive living water from him? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.